cannot hang with the big. Bring on the thunder, bring on the rain. Put the fear in your mind, let it ride through your veins. A hungry little beast and he's out the cave. When you see him, better back away. Bring on the thunder, bring on the rain. Face the winds of a hurricane, it's not the same. If you're not on this level, better get out the way. When you hear that thunder, you hear that trumpet, your trumpet coming to cut you down. Hit you when you're spawning, your sting alone, I can save you now. A powerful song, man. Legend of Thunder, Bryn on the Thunder. And that was the pick of the week of Shkwait Shachlach. And we have him on the line right now with us. How are you doing, Shkwait?
Oh, doing as well as I can.
Yeah, man, that sure reminded me of our old tree planting days when we were out in the rain. It seemed like 24 hours a day, and all summer seemed like it was raining, but we managed to get through it all. And in the end, we were just like not caring about the rain, just bring it on, let's get it on, let's go. So yeah, that was very inspiring. And for people out there that don't know what my brother's gone through, and it was a very tough time. He managed to survive Guillain-Barré syndrome before Corona even hit. So he was on a ventilator for 12 days, and he survived all that. Then he ended up on chemotherapy right after. And then not even a year later, we had all the big forest fire, and then the next thing you know, we had floods, and he was able to survive all that and inspire us to just know that we could survive anything, basically. So now we have him with us, and we'd love to hear your point of view on ceremony.
Nowadays it seems like we have ceremonies for everything. It's like that giving somebody a trophy for just participating. You know, sure, you can give them a trophy, you know, if they really were part of the team, not just a bench warmer on the side or even in the stands. Ceremony brings, you know, healing to groups and communities that, you know, we have ceremonies for thank the Creator for this harvest. We have, you know, all cultures have ceremonies for harvest and all that. So, you know, it helps bring community together, and at the same time, ceremonies help us heal as well, you know. So, you know, I don't mind the occasional ceremony, just not a, a damn ceremony every day. you know, sure, we could say it's a ceremony celebrating life every day, but you know, for everything else, it's, you know, it's kind of like what we were talking about last week. You know, if you have too much of it, then you start to feel like you deserve it, whether you do or don't.
Yeah, it creates entitlement and narcissism and all negative effects.
Yeah, so, you know, so we got to be careful with how much ceremonies we want.
You know,
you know, we just can't have it willy-nilly. Then you're kind of defeating the purpose.
Yeah.
You know, what's to be there to help unify the community, unify the people participating, help them heal, you know, if it's something about healing or help strengthen a group's religious beliefs and all that. So yeah, so you know, I'm all right with the necessary ceremonies. We don't need to go overboard.
Yeah, it's so true. And and speaking from your own experience too, is it's pretty vital, and it makes us very aware that we just gotta learn to balance things out sometimes and just not get too carried away. And and then when we need it at the times, especially like the times that you went through, you know, those were pretty necessary. So and it seems like they were helpful in helping you get through all those traumas and tragedies that you went through, and survived, and inspire us all to, you know, do the same thing and follow the footsteps of how you were able to make it through all those dilemmas. So we're very grateful that you were able to come on and share your words of wisdom and knowledge of you know, what makes you tick, and just helps us to hone our own skills in surviving this world and making it a better place for ourselves and those around us, and just being a blessing on this world and to everything on it and around it. So thank you so much for joining us and spending your time and energy to find these inspiring songs and music, and just all your energy that you spend to come on our program.
Yeah, you're welcome. You guys there at the studio and you listeners all around the world, thank you for making me think I'm wise. And I, you know, I strive to be. I try not to be swollen-headed about it.
Yeah, I think it's easy for all of us to go that way, so understandable.
Yeah. Okay, so I thank you guys there at the studio and the listeners around the world for your well wishes, thoughts, prayers, and love. I send it all back to you guys a thousandfold.
Beautiful, wonderful. Thank you so much, and we're going to have to let you go for now, and bye for now.
Okay, bye for now. Have a good weekend.
All right, thank you very much, and yourself too.
Yeah.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Shkwait Shekhlech from Gwaishkina, BC, and just a big inspiration for all of us that tune in and listen, and we're going to get on with our program, and we're going to get to our next guest coming up, Lady Faima. We'll be right back.
Have you ever felt so sad that you don't know what's making you sad? Have you ever felt so alone because no one understands? They ask you, how are you? And you say, I'm tired, because it'll be too much to explain that you're sad. No one understands, even writing it down. Nothing seems to help. The dark days are just dark. We understand. Talk to me or any one of us at the Crisis Intervention and Suicide Prevention Center. Just dial 1-833-456-4566 or visit crisisservicescanada.ca.
All right, we're back, and we're going to carry on with our program. We're going to get to Lady Fima coming up next, but we're going to play a special song for her first, and it's from Umet Ozkan and Atoykin Alte. And Umet Ozkan is from the Netherlands, but he's Turkish, and he sings Mongolian throat singing. And Atoykin Alte, they're from Mongolia, the Mongolian people of Siberia. And they're indigenous, and they got some pretty awesome music fusion with dance and their own traditional music. So anyways, listen in. Thank you for joining. Enjoy. Can. He's a DJ out of the Netherlands, a producer, and also we have that was with Otekin Alte and their Siberian indigenous people from Russia. And yeah, really special. Got some traditional instruments in there and some Mongolian throat singing, and was specially picked for a special lady, Lady Fima, who's with us right now on the line. Thank you for joining us, Lady Fima. How are you?
I'm doing really great. Thank you very much, dear Chief.
Yes. We have a program or a subject today, and it's on ceremony. So we'd love to hear from you on that.
Absolutely. Again, it's very sensitive. It's kind of sensitive and very important subject because it covers many areas. It covers many areas of the ceremony. Ceremony is related to the many races, religion in the society, the laws, and it goes on and on. But the most significant one that we never heard it or very seldom we heard about it is the ceremony, is the pipe ceremony. Mm-hmm. Please allow me, related to your song that you provided, indigenous people, that they are wherever they are, in which country they have been taken a place to live. And in Canada and North America, they are the owners, they are the land owners of the country. However, with their permission, I would, and your permission, dear Chief, I would like to view a very significant part of the pipe ceremony.
Yes, for sure.
The pipe ceremony, you know, the word of the ceremony is the English, the English meaning is Cambridge Dictionary. And the definition is coming from Oxford language again. However, in that ceremony, the host of ceremony says the prayers while he's holding the pipe. The pipe with the tobacco is in his hand or her hand. Seldom I have recognized, I have seen as a female to hold the pipe, because it is one of the secrets. And it's very important issue that it's coming from the culture of indigenous. The host of the ceremony basically do the prayers, saying prayers in the mother tongue. And it's to the seven cardinal point, which is four direction. You will see the host with the pipe in his hand or her hand, going to the four direction while the pipe has a tobacco and the smoke is coming out of it. And going to the four direction, goes above, which is the spirit world, below is the Mother Earth, and the center is the living is the living things, basically.
And the pipe is then passed to the participant as a circle. And while they are passing to one another, they touch the pipe or they can smoke the pipe as well. And these things, it can be repeated several times. And then the pipe can be returned to the bundle for the next ceremony, of course, when the tobacco is been allowed to die. There is no more smoking. All the smoking has been used and given to the direction. And after that, the pipe carrier may speak a few words, the gratitude about the life and expectations of life. And each participant is allowed and invited to speak at the ceremony if they wish. And after that, the ceremony considered is closed. And Councillor Ferry, for quite a term, that privilege has been given to her as the pipe holder. And also she demonstrated that ceremony with the indigenous people at the Friendship Center, in many Friendship Center, in Mission and many more, that I believe you have more accurate number, Chief, than myself, because you have been on that path. You experienced many areas in regarding this important event. However, this is a very special, and I felt is I am obligated to pass it on to the universe, to the respected listeners across the country and outside of the country, and the importance of the pipe ceremony. And I wish my respect and love and blessing to you all, and the victory and peace for the world. Beautiful. Thank you very much for having me.
That was so beautiful and wonderfully spoken. It was like I was in a ceremony that was performed by Councillor Fari. It was so special. You did it very eloquently and very on the spot and very well done. I really appreciate your knowledge, your oral tradition that you have, that you're able to come onto our program and share it with myself and many other people all over the world that are in tune and wanting this valuable information. And I really appreciate you for coming and sharing your time and effort and bringing this knowledge to us. It's a blessing, it's an honor, and it's a privilege. So we really thank you so much for bringing your knowledge and time and efforts to our program. Lots of love to you. I hope you have a great, wonderful week and weekend, and just a special time.
Thank you so much. Yeah. All the blessing to you and the rest of the wonderful crew that they accompany this station. My love and respect to each one of you. Thank you very much.
Okay.
It's my honor, Chief. It's such a privilege.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, very well spoken, and I can feel it in my heart right now.
So, thank you.
Yeah, so I guess we're going to have to let you go for now, and bye for now. And
yes, bye-bye. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, bye for now.
Bye.
Okay. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Lady Fahima, and just a very special individual. She brings lots of knowledge and just positivity, and I always look forward to hearing her words every week, and it's just a blessing, and it's just a huge honor. So we're going to end our program with Walking on the Moon from Foggy Mountain Spaceship. So stay tuned to that, and come back again next Thursday, 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock, to Free Voices, and listen to us again, and join us as we're on this odyssey of bringing the world positivity and growth for humanity. And thank you all for joining us. Thank you to Kay, our intern from Japan, for her show before ours. And also the upcoming show is coming up next, Canned Queers On, and also the art show. So that, and that's with Jacob. So tune in, stay tuned and listening. So thank you for joining, and here's Walking on the Moon. Bye for now, everyone. Have a great rest of your week and weekend.